The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Today's Tuesday, the 7th of July. Yes, Monday was kind of our 4th of July holiday that we took. 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So what'd you do this weekend?
I went and saw fireworks.
Fireworks.
I live in Anderson, so I saw the Anderson fireworks on Friday night.
Did you go there?
Well, no, I live right behind the fairgrounds. So
oh, okay.
I had pretty good
seats. So you couldn't help but see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually walk up behind the house, and I can go up on the canal.
Yeah.
It overlooks everything. Yeah. Nobody goes up there, so.
Cool. And you didn't have traffic or anything.
Well, I had a little bit of traffic because I had to work until 8, and then there was traffic trying to get back to the house.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
how was the Anderson Explodes?
They're pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Good. They usually are. They're cool there. What else? Is that it?
Then I went to the fireworks on Saturday here in Reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
They're pretty good.
Somebody was live streaming it on Facebook, and we were able to watch a lot of it.
I mean,
so it looked like it was pretty good.
I mean, fireworks.
True.
You know. But I like them. I like to watch them. But
we were, I'm talk about that in a few minutes, but National Days today?
It's National Day of Rock and Roll.
Woohoo. All right, let's have some rock and roll on our break music.
Yeah, National Macaroni Day.
Okay.
National Dive Bar Day.
Oh, okay. Finally, something that appeals to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, what is a dive bar?
I mean, I just feel like a small local bar. I don't know.
Yeah, but. It can't just be.
Yeah,
it is. It's a local bar it's a bar that locals go to, right?
Yeah.
But it's got a certain ambiance.
Yeah.
It can't be like, an Applebee's bar.
No. Yeah.
No. This has got to have some. It's got to have a certain aroma to it. It's got to have like cigarette burns on the bar. It's got to have maybe a pool table that's kind of sideways, it's not quite even, but the locals complain because they know which way the ball's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go in there and, you know, if it's got booths, the booths, chair, you know, the seats in the booths have been, oh gosh, you sit on it and you go into the seat because you've had so many people sitting in there, right?
Yeah.
The bartender is kind of like sitting there looking at you, but friendly. Yeah, what can I do for you? And that's male or female. And serves you your beer. Yeah, the locals are in there.
You know how they tell you to...
They don't really even care that you're there.
You know how they tell you to observe this day?
How?
They tell you to get a Seagram's 7 and Crown, a 7 and 7, because it's 7-7 today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I would think, you know, the hen house. I haven't been in the hen house in a long time. But
yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'd be thinking, the hen house or maybe the tropics.
Tropics, showboat.
Yeah. Those places. Yeah.
Places that have been around a while and they just have their their own little.
Yeah, they've got their groups that show up there all the time. Yeah. There's one in Goldfield, Nevada that. The floors were put in, you know, individual boards in the 1800s, like 1880 something. And you can imagine they all just don't fit together anymore. And it's got a wood stove in the middle of the bar. And the bar is chipped it's probably a good 30 feet long at least. Bar's been around there since it looks like the 1880s. Also, And I can't remember how we found it, but it's off the main drag there. But it's cool. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 96. And tomorrow, we're going back up into 99. And then on Thursday, into the hundreds, my friends. And we're going to be in the hundreds through Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And then the temperature is going to drop to 99 on Monday. But that doesn't mean anything because it could still be up over 100 because these things change daily. Sunny and hot. Sunny and hot. Sunny and hot through next Monday, it looks like. Today's going to be the coolest day at 96. So be prepared for that temperature. Don't be leaving things in your car. People, pets, chocolate, lettuce, grandma, don't leave anything in your car. It's going to be too hot for that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been around 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kinney, provide outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more they do for our community. Can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, let's talk about fireworks. We talked a little bit around here. You probably didn't get a chance, but we did because we were in Sacramento. We were celebrating Linda's father's 95th birthday. His birthday is on July 5th. 95 years old. And June, his wife, is 93. They live in a 3-bedroom house down in Granite Bay. Swimming pool. It's a large yard. And they've been living there for well over a decade. They are not your average 95, 93-year-olds. They get around. They, driving, the whole thing. Go out. They live a very, what's the word I'm looking at? Very independent lifestyle. Cool. But on the 4th, we had come back we'd celebrated with Linda's brother and sister-in-law and all that. They all came over, and we kind of had 2 days of birthday. But we watched the fireworks from D.C., from the mall there. 860,000 mortar shots. Unbelievable. I mean, just watching this and singing going on and music, and these things are firing. And the crescendo, I mean, there were times that almost kind of, you know, from the camera angle, almost blanked out because it was so bright and so many things going at one time. And it lasted 36 minutes, maybe 38. 38 minutes. Over 800,000 shots fired. It was spectacular. And the crowd was loving it. I mean, the whole thing. So we only have 250 years as a birthday once. So it looked like America enjoyed our 250th birthday. Besides, you know, getting into the soccer thing and the World Cup, which we'll talk about after the break, it was just watching people and all the events that were happening and, literally not seeing a bunch of horrendous comments every time you turn around. I mean, they may have been there, but perhaps I just Pollyannishly missed them. I hope that people that just appreciate what a great country we live in here. 250 years. And the leading nation in the world. Yeah, we're not perfect. Yeah, we could do, you know, we could probably do a lot of things better, but it's not because we're not trying. We've, you know, when we made huge and horrible mistakes, we've tried to fix that. And we, is it perfect? No. Is it, should it be more? Should be more done? Absolutely. But people come to this country, this our great nation, because we are the last shining beacon out there. And we need to have a plan to bring in those that want to be here and bring them in quickly and let them assimilate into our culture. And for the people that are here now, native born, be able to succeed. So I am unabashedly in love with the USA. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk what happened yesterday to our soccer team.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, born for life.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Welcome Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is the 7th of July, 7:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business a long time. Been to all the schools. And is, in my opinion, the windshield whisperer. That's right. He can't find a windshield that he can't fix and then guarantee it for the life of that windshield, be it a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Takes it into his climate-controlled areas there. No, it is not a little magical thing he does. Maybe it is. He puts his special mixture on your windshield. Make sure that it is set correctly, and then you can drive off, not worry about it ever again. That's right. Not sure if that windshield needs to be fixed? Bring it on down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Totally recommend this guy. Okay, soccer. Did you watch soccer at all? Do you watch soccer?
Yeah, I watched the game yesterday.
Okay, did you watch the game yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There we did. We were all propped up in there. Had our, well, we don't wear soccer jerseys or anything. Football jerseys here. If you didn't see the game, my friends, and there were a lot of people watching that game at the beginning, I bet there were over 30 million people tuned in. We've got to look that up. How many people tuned in? See if you can find that. Tuned in for the Belgium-United States game. Well, the USA has scored first in every one of its previous three or four. Belgium scored first. And they were on the attack all the time. Then the Americans went down and scored. And within 68 seconds later, Belgium scored again to make it 2-1. And it was just kind of like that. Belgium was all over the field. I felt like they had, instead of 12 players, whatever it was supposed to be. Yeah, see, that's what an expert I am. I think they had two or three more players on the field, I swear. They were running around. They were everywhere. Our passing wasn't as crisp.
Yeah, we just didn't look.
Yeah, we looked tired.
Yeah, they just didn't look.
I just wonder if all of the passion and everything on the guy getting a red card and then getting back on the team and all of this, and then of course if you listen to Mad Dog Sports, which we did because we were driving back from Sacramento yesterday, and Linda is an avid listener to Mad Dog Sports, and they're all saying, well, you know, the president himself called about that red card. And I thought about it. I thought, if I was president and I saw something that seemed egregious on my team and everybody was agreeing it was egregious, I think Colin was okay.
Yeah, he just called him. He didn't tell him to do it.
He says, you should look at this thing. There's no appeal from the team. And so when the guy called, he wasn't on the group that looked at it, and they looked at it. It was did he step on the guy? Yes, but did he do it on purpose? They were both going in the air, and if you do the stop action, as you can do, oh yes, well he did. He touched him there, but in real time there wasn't even a whistle blown. So should the president have called? Yeah, I would have, if I'd been president. Say, hey, look, I just want somebody to just at least look at it. So his red card, even though he got one and didn't play in that game, he did get to play in Belgium, against Belgium. And frankly, if I was Belgium, I'd want him to play. I'd want your best team out there.
Yeah, me too.
So we can whip your butt. And which they did.
Yeah.
Then it was 2-1. Then it was 3-1. They got the third goal while I was having a snack in the other room. And then they were down. And then at the very last,
they
that was just kind of like a,
yeah,
nothing goal. But our team finally got into it toward, you know, and they kept attacking. If you looked at the number of shots on goal,
Belgium
had like three times as many shots.
Well, in the first 11 minutes of the game, Belgium had six shots already on goal, and we had one. And that was the first 11 minutes of the game. They were
That one was the free kick that we got the goal on.
Yep.
And it was, I mean, they were all over our team. I mean, every time our guys tried to kick the ball across the field, there's a Belgian all over them.
Yeah.
Taking it. And then they kept trying to bring it down to the, bringing it down to that one guy with the kind of, it was the bleached hair.
Yeah.
Bleached afro kind of hair. And, I mean, he's obviously a great player, but they were attacking him from different directions every time.
Well, so. I mean, a lot of those guys are young.
Well, yeah, so. We do have a young team. Yeah, we do.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Well, we got to see if this is going to, you know, I mean, people are going to now go, hey, you know, we spent a lot of money to bring this coach in.
Yeah, I was just going to say they spent all that money. You know, that was the big thing was bring the Willie James. And
yeah, well, they didn't. Let me put it this way. He got us that far. But yeah. We've gotten this far before.
Yeah, so the viewership isn't up yet.
Okay.
They have it from the round of 32, and there was 33.5 million turned in.
So, bet there had to be over 30 million, at least at the beginning. I'd say about halfway through, probably people turned it off at the halftime.
Probably after the third goal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We watched it to the bitter end.
I did, too.
Yeah. We were sitting there going, come on, guys. Come on. Get one more. Get one. Even if it becomes 3-2.
Yeah.
At least go out fighting.
Yeah,
and they did toward the end. They were attack. Well, maybe they should have. Of course, when you attack, then when you get the ball going back the other way, they score.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna go.
It's
back
a tough game.
They're gonna go back and watch it and see all the little mistakes they made
and the big mistakes.
Big mistakes, but I mean, like, yeah, just. But I mean, they weren't really. They were big mistakes in that moment. But like when the goalie miskicked that, and then they scored on that one.
Was that the third goal?
Yeah, that was the third goal.
That's the one I missed.
He went to kick the ball and he kicked the ground behind him and he missed it. Like, I mean,
oh no,
professional. Like, so then he had to stop and try to hold the ball and he just couldn't do anything. And
the Belgians were it was a swarming offense, defense. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
And when American would get the ball, all of a sudden there'd be like two Belgians there.
Yeah.
Those guys must have been in tremendous condition. I mean,
but they say the Belgians are one of the better teams in the
world. Oh, yeah. You know, so they have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, we played against the big boys. We played against the Europeans. And the Europeans are the big boys.
Yeah.
I'm saying this like I'm an expert. No, I'm just saying this because I'm like a parrot that hears it. He goes, well, you know, you got to play, you know, the Europeans are the big boys. You know, you go out and you play Australia or, you know, whoever we played. Those aren't the ones. It's the Europe, you know, it's England. And of course England beat Mexico in Mexico City.
Yeah, that was,
that could have been interesting. I saw a great reel afterwards. This guy's got his Mexico soccer jersey on and Mexico lost to England. He says, you know, he's just unhappy and all that. But then he looks up and he rips off his jersey and he's got the American jersey underneath it. And he goes, I'm Mexican American. Come on, USA. So now he must be doubly sad today. Okay. Enough soccer. It's, you know what, though? Here's what it did. And here's what kind of upset Linda a little bit. She says after the games, we'd be singing, you know, Country Roads and all that, you know, but, you know, after a win. She said the stands should have stood up and sang that, Country Roads, at the end of it, saying, hey, yeah, you lost, but we still love you guys. I would like to have seen that. And the other thing was, did you see the whole game?
Yeah.
When they played the national anthem, did you hear how loud it was in there with everybody singing?
Yeah.
That was incredible, too. Well, don't give up, America. our team got into the Gang of 16, and maybe next year we can get into the Gang of 8, or 4 years from now. Was it every 4 years?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. 4 years. Yep.
Okay. You do realize the women's national soccer team won it like two or three times.
Yeah.
won the whole enchilada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to them too. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
National Rock and Roll Day. We're going to try and hit rock and roll. Chuck Berry, I don't know, Bee Gees?
I actually had Chuck Berry pulled up for next.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. 7:34 in the morning. It looks like we're going to have open line for 2 hours today. Thank you, whoever's calling, because I was going to say start calling and start giving us, give us your thoughts on soccer. Give us your thoughts on about the 4th of July, about this great nation, about things you saw from all of the visitors to our nation. Give us a call. And, okay, so I get this phone call from a guy that wants me to interview, and I didn't get it. I mean, you know, it left a message, and so it's sitting on my desk as I wasn't here about interviewing Stormy Daniels, and I thought Stormy Daniels, the porn star, and I thought that's an interesting phone call. But let's go to the phones. Rich, what you got?
Well, you asked, you want a call, so I was wondering what you want to talk about. hey, just some quick announcements, Carl.
Hey, there's Michael some Gage. Stuff. There's some stuff going on at that. You know, yeah. you sent me some, you know, emails and that kind of stuff. So that, you know, we can discuss those too. But okay, what's happening now?
Michael Gates running for attorney general. He's going to be here. The local GOP is sponsoring a breakfast at the Wind River on the 11th. I think it's this Saturday.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, check out the Shasta GOP site. I don't have it in memory, but you know, Mr. Gates, he used to work for Huntington Beach City. In fact, he was the city attorney that fought the state against the voter ID battle they had down there. So yeah, that guy, he's a believer in election integrity. So right there tells me he's paying attention.
Okay, it's Saturday at 11 a.m., right?
No, the July 11th.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact time. It's a breakfast, so it'll be in the morning sometime.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, July 11th, got it.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah.
But that's this Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up quickly.
So,
and then I think Stormy Daniels is also in town that day, right?
Well, I was going to talk about her in a couple minutes because I was dumbfounded by what I saw. But anyway, no, not what I saw, but, you know, just, and I'm going to talk about that when you get off the phone. But,
yeah.
Okay, what else?
And if I could quickly, a couple of fundraisers coming up.
Sure.
The Measure B fundraiser, because the county is not helping a fight against the state.
Mm-hmm.
So vote for B.com, vote F-O-R, letter B. You can go there, get information on the fundraiser coming up on the 24th of this month, or you can go to Jones Fort. We're obviously always looking for items to raffle and donate and auction off and buy tickets. It's going to be a good home-cooked meal with some local patriots actually cooking, and it's always a good time. It's
Where's
always
it gonna
a good
be
time.
At?
VFW Anderson.
Okay. VFW Anderson.
And then,
all right.
Yeah. And then, just another reminder about the Second Amendment fundraiser in August 21 at the same location. And you can also go to Jones Fort to do similar things, donate items for auction, buy tickets, all that.
August what?
21.
Okay. August 21st.
21. Yeah.
VFW.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I appreciate the time on the announcements. You know, it's the one coming up here on the 24th. It's going to be quick, but we're already having good support. You know, Carl, I think I visited 30 businesses so far trying to get items for raffle and auction, and these businesses are not real happy. They're not happy with the board for not defending Measure B, and they're not, of course, nobody's happy with the Attorney General because the Attorney General doesn't want us to have any freedom at all. But a lot of support for this, so it should be a really good event, and I appreciate
it. Let me ask you this. Why?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I already asked you this once. I mean, I understand them putting a suit against the county and Curtis, but why would they, have they ever said why they've included you in the lawsuit, you and four others?
Well, the likely answer.
Or do you think that's just going to be dropped?
Well, again, we're parties of interest, and from what I can see from the past lawsuits, remember, the county sued us to stop Measure B, Katsky sued us to stop Measure B, and we, because the county took a no opinion position, we as interveners, we had to apply to the courts, actually the appeal court, and I said, hey, no, we are parties of interest. And so the appeals court mandated that Hannah add us as parties of interest. So likely that's why the state kept us as parties of interest, because the appeal court has already mandated that we're parties of interest. That's probably why we're listed.
Okay, so because to me it's kind of chilling that people that put the, just put together a petition and got people to sign it, all of a sudden they're getting sued. But now I understand it, because you were included in the other ones as parties of interest.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we're not afraid, Carl. I it's a badge of honor for me to get sued by the state of California.
At least you'll be able to stand up to them and not have them, you know, come around and get you with another tax or a fee or something. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Bye. Now, I was wondering, why were they, you know, I understand why Curtis was and, you know, about this thing. But why were those five people, now that makes sense, is because they were parties of interest and they were on the official documents and all that. So, what were you looking for? Were you looking for something? Did you ever, never mind. I'm talking to you, Ben.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the breakfast he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It looks like he purchased a ticket for the 31st, where Steve Hilton is talking.
Where's
on
that?
On the 31st, it looks like, I'm trying to read what this is. So you get if you purchase this ticket.
Which one?
For what he was talking about for Saturday. So if you
Michael Gates.
Yeah, so if you purchase this ticket for the 31st, you get your ticket for this breakfast on the 11th for free.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Michael Gates and Jennifer Hawks will be there.
Okay.
The 11th. But the basically, though, you're paying for tickets for Steve Hilton.
And you get these for free.
Yeah.
All right. Stormy Daniels. The name probably sounds familiar to you. It's because back in, gosh, around 2016, when Trump was running the first time, he was accused of giving her $130,000 to keep her mouth shut about having a one-night romance with him when he was married to Melania. She went on to, so she was in the news a lot then. Well, she is, and so I got this phone call, and that's what I was saying. I got this phone call from this guy who's a comedian and wanted to know if we want to interview Stormy Daniels. And I thought, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do that. I mean, why? And because she's got a comedy act now, so she's a comedian now, so she's going to be here in town. And I thought, I said, that's going to probably be low-key and everything. Well, lo and behold, when I open up my record searchlight this morning online, it's the front story, front page story. Stormy Daniels, what's it say? Bringing Comedy Act to Conservative Reading, written by Jessica Skorpanik. And I thought, this is a front page story? Me. I mean, Trump's visiting Turkey, you know, NATO, but photos, you know, well, a photo of, you know, her face. She's coming to town. So, when she received a $130,000 payment to keep quiet after having consensual sex with President Trump, which he's denied. Now she's taking her talents to the comedy stage. I'm not sure I want to go to that. Not sure I want to interview her. I don't know. You know? Have you ever seen any of her films?
No.
No. Neither have I. There's a lot of reasons for that. It's not like she was in Gone with the Wind or, you know, Space Odyssey or, you know, that was about the time of it, or anything like that. So, But I found it interesting. It's a front page story in the Record Searchlight. Things must be been a slow news day. I mean, the soccer had a little sideline there, you know, California to offer $3,500 in EV, electric vehicle rebates. But no, this is it. This is the big story. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only jewelry store Linda and I will go to shop for jewelry. Why? Great, great, great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Been there for like 30 years, Four Winds Jewelry. At that, over 30 years. They are, you know, they have the only watch repairman. They will repair jewelry, clean it, replace your batteries for a very nominal fee in your watches and all that. Plus, like I said, an incredible selection of jewelry and just really, really nice people. At Four Winds Jewelry, have won best in the North State 4 years in a row because people really enjoy going in there and finding what they're looking for, like I said, at very fair prices. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR KCNRradio.com. It's National Rock and Roll Appreciation Day, so we're trying to play rock and roll here. Good morning. It's 7:50 in the morning here on the 7th of July. 66 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. This is going to be tomorrow. We start pushing the hundreds tomorrow, and it's going to be 99 tomorrow, and then after that in the hundreds all through the weekend until next Monday when it's just 99. Can you tell the difference, Ben, between 101 and 99?
No, I don't think so.
Probably maybe 110. I can start telling the difference.
Yeah, when it starts getting like way up there.
Yeah, there it goes.
But when it's like between, I feel like 95 and 105, it's all hot.
Yeah. It's open line today. You got something you want to talk about that's going on in our community or our state or the world? Just give us a call. I managed to click something on my. There we go. You know, as we know, Chief Barner retired after 34 years and is starting his retirement on July 1st. So what they've got, we have three captains at the RPD, Brian Cole, Reagan Ortega, and Chris Smirnos, and they're going to rotate as acting police chief during the transition period, each taking turns overseeing the departments, like a two-week rotation, I think. Meanwhile, they're looking for department's next police chief. Recruitment period is closed, and they're going to be moving forward with candidate interviews as soon as they work to select the person who's going to lead the department in the future. So they're looking all over the nation for this. Now, I can imagine why some people might be really interested in this job. Hey, for the 10th consecutive year, Shasta County Child Support Services is collecting backpacks and school supplies to help local students start the school year prepared. They want to increase the number by reaching at least 600 students as part of their ongoing effort to support families and help them move towards self-sufficiency. New backpacks, school supplies, and monetary donations will be accepted through July 17th. At the Child Support Services building on Park Marina Drive, the district attorney's office on West Street, and several other community locations. Okay. Let me see. Here we at. Okay. NATO, USA here. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go to the biggest story in the nation. Guess what that is?
What?
Think about it. It happened this weekend.
America's 250th birthday.
Well, you would think that would be big. That would be big. You would think that. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, they got married?
They got married.
And their prenup was ridiculous.
What do you know about the prenup?
I heard it was a lot of money. I mean, there was... I don't know. It was,
she's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, she has hundreds of billions.
I would imagine
billions and billions. And he hasn't done bad by himself, but he's nowhere near where she's at.
Yeah.
You know, of course. Well, you know, a prenup in something like this, yeah, you can understand it. Kind of. I've never had one, but maybe I should have. Okay. It was on Friday, and it was at Madison Square Garden. And Adam Sandler married them. You have to ask yourself, why Adam Sandler? Well, it turns out that he and Kelce are tight. They're friends. Been friends for a while.
Huh.
So,
That's neat.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I mean,
you know, Taylor Swift, $2 billion. Kelsey, $90 million estimate.
Okay, wait a minute. How much is she worth?
About $2 billion.
$2 billion, and he's $90 million
estimated.
Estimated. Yeah. Well. And 1,000 people were invited to Madison Square Garden. Can you imagine if you weren't one of the 1,000 and you thought you were, you know, an A-lister? I didn't get an invitation.
How do you invite? I mean, when you're people like that, like, how do you?
I don't know.
Like, yeah. You just draw them out of a hat? Like, oh, I guess this is.
No, they can't do that.
I mean, because you know so many people and so many, you know, I'm assuming there's people, you know, you obviously invite, but. I mean, 1,000 people. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it was.
But I guess you got. But how many people you really think attended?
Oh, I imagine everyone.
I think everyone.
Oh no, it was huge. That
I knew it was huge, but do you think everyone?
I think because it was such a big deal. You know, they go to, you know, big stars go to places, you know, the celebrities go to places to be looked at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you go?
Oh, and the fact that you were on that 1,000-person list.
Yeah.
My invitation must have gotten lost in the mail. But, you know, production equipment, public permits, venue schedules. Okay.
That's probably why they had to have it there, because they had so many people.
Well, that could be. They were mobilizing New York City. Lena Dunham, producer Jack Antonoff, they all come rolling in there. Gigi Hadid, Bradley Cooper, Selena Gomez. Anyway, rehearsal dinner guest list. And but they had a mix of A-listers and close friends and family. Abigail Anderson, you know who that is? They have been close friends for more than 20 years, dating back to the time they were in Hendersonville High School in Tennessee. They met in their freshman year. And their friendship has remained constant through Swift's career. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, that is cool. That's, you know, she appeared in Swift's Miss Americana documentary, and she's been in a couple music videos. But they've been friends since they were freshmen in high school. I mean, that kind of, yeah. And in 2017, Swift served as one of Anderson's bridesmaids during her first wedding. And she has since remarried and works as chief of staff for a Courtman development at payment technology companies, Slurl Commerce. So, you know, if you've got them, I heard, now, okay, this is one of those things, and you don't know if it's true, but you could think it's true, $16 million, around $16 million for this wedding. Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo, they were there, you know, other Kansas City players. You know, so you gotta invite, you know, gotta invite your team. And, so, anyway. Huge. But, they have the same problems, I imagine, if not a lot more of any brand new married couple. Money's not necessarily gonna be a problem. But, think of all the pressure on them. Especially on her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, constant. I mean, how would you like to have paparazzi just following you around everywhere? I mean, everywhere. There you are, you know, you sneeze and you put your finger on your nose and, oh, there's Taylor Swift picking her nose.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, anything. I mean, they're around you. I mean, plus she's a great talent, but to have your privacy, you can go nowhere. Nowhere without somebody there with a camera. And that's the sad part, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think so.
Yeah.
But that's why, I mean, she flies private all, you know, everywhere she goes.
Anyway, so all the Kelseys were there, of course. And, oh, they donated $26 million to charities across the country. starting on Friday. $26 million to charities, Kelsey and Swift. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Food banks, ASPCA, Dolly Parton's. They gave $2 million to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. $2 million.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, then.
Yeah, Grammys in the School of Music stuff, After School All-Stars. Yeah. So, all right, let's take a break for the news. We come back. There's a lot of other stuff going on here, of course. Let's talk about Graham Plantner up in Maine when we get back.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The number of ships attacked in the Strait of Hormuz continues to grow. The British military reports a third tanker has been targeted in that narrow waterway. Hit with a drone, no damage or injuries. Structural damage to the second vessel that was hit, but no one hurt there. Hours before that, an LNG tanker off Oman caught fire after being struck by a projectile of some sort. Iranian state TV says that ship was targeted after ignoring warnings. With the NATO summit now underway in Turkey, it appears that President Trump's demand that the allies step up defense spending may soon bear fruit.
At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says allies need to present credible plans to reach higher defense spending targets.
Here in Ankara, I expect nations to present clear, concrete, and credible plans to reach that 5% goal. And the evidence we see so far is impressive.
Rutte adds, nations which may be falling behind in defense spending commitments will be encouraged to stick to the plan. This week, several NATO leaders are announcing new deals with defense companies, plenty of them in the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is a long road to recovery for earthquake-shattered Venezuela, where some 17,000 people have been left homeless. SRN News and our parent company Salem Media, partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of the tragedy. Listeners who'd like to help can find an online banner top of our website, srnnews.com. The American dream of a World Cup title has evaporated with a 4-1 loss to Belgium. The loss came on the heels of President Trump's successful intervention on behalf of a suspended member of Team USA. The suspension was lifted. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 188 points, NASDAQ off 389. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
They say necessity is the mother of invention. That's proven true in Ukraine, where Russia's war has made the Ukrainians experts in the deployment of military drone technology.
From a command post in Kharkiv, they target roads and logistics deep behind enemy lines. This strategy aims to cut off supplies like food and ammunition to Russian troops. The drones equipped with Starlink satellite communications fill the gap between frontline and long-range strike capabilities. Ukraine's success increased after SpaceX blocked unauthorized Russian access to Starlink. Ukrainian commanders say the impact has been significant, slowing Russian advances. Russia is trying to counter with mobile fire groups and electronic warfare, but Ukraine's campaign has kept them on the back foot. Keith Peters, Washington.
A court has ruled that French far-right leader Marine Le Pen is eligible to run in the next presidential election. News and analysis, townhall.com. No presidential pardon for this guy, not involved in the 2021 riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Brian Cole Jr. is charged with planting pipe bombs near the national headquarters of the Democratic and Republican parties on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot. Federal Judge Amir Ali noted the president's blanket pardons for rioters explicitly applied only to people who were convicted of crimes related to the attack. Cole was arrested nearly a year after the mass pardons were issued, so the judge concluded they don't apply to him. Prosecutors have said Cole confessed after his arrest, telling FBI agents he felt bewildered by conspiracy theories related to the 2020 presidential election, and something just snapped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A preliminary hearing for accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson continues today. Yesterday, a former campus police officer testified. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Colin Lindabot today. And as always, we are streaming at kcnrradio.com. It takes you right to our website. And you can look at our programming, look at archives for our local shows, see all of our advertisers, go click on them, see all these news stories, weather, veterans, stuff, all of that on our website, kcnrradio.com. Today, the 7th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here.
Good morning.
Saw all the fireworks?
Definitely. Here in Redding and Anderson.
And in Anderson. You got to see both of them.
Yeah.
You know, we were out of town because it was Linda's dad's 95th birthday, and I discussed that already. And so we go, you know, 95. And so we had a get-together on Saturday and Sunday. So so we miss, every year we're down there for that. So we miss the fireworks. And like the, and then I understand, though, that Tiger Field was packed with people that were down there to watch the fireworks, because they watched the Colt 45s game. All these people were there. Watched the Colt 45s game, and then you can put your blankies or chairs out in the outfield and all the field out there, and then watch the fireworks that are just over your head. Or you can just sit in the stands. And after it's over, you go to your car and you drive home. You don't have that,
all that extra traffic.
You don't. Well, if you were there, you were there Saturday night. How was it getting out of the out of Freedom Fest?
So I was down in Caldwell Park. My friends had rented a little spot down there, and they had a like a DJ booth and stuff. So they were there all day hanging out. But
okay,
we had parked down there, and it going, you know, up Miracle Mile, you know, Market North.
Yeah, yeah.
Up going up the hill, it was traffic all the way up the hill.
Really?
Now, trying to go, I went left because I was going to my buddy's house up on Lake, and that wasn't as bad, but uh-huh, people going right to get onto the highway,
yeah,
it was, you know, all the way down the hill.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, but from Tiger Field, I mean, you watch a baseball game, come out there and watch the fireworks, and then there's no traffic out of there. You just leave. It's a great idea, a way to do it, for sure. Hey,
yeah.
Speaking, well, let me do the weather. Then I'm going to tell you about a traffic jam you're not going to believe that I was in. Now, you know, when you mentioned that, it just reminded me. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 96 and a low around 65 now. The rest of the week, tomorrow, it's still going to be 99. But when we hit Thursday, 104, and it's going to be in the hundreds all the way through next Monday when it drops down to a 99, which is still hot. So 104 tomorrow. No, Thursday and 101, 101, 100, like that. So clear and hot, my friends. Beware of leaving anything in your cars. Unfortunately, I've already read two stories this year of people leaving their kids in the car. sad stories. And you wonder, how do they do that? I mean, like my truck, if I open up my back door in my truck to just throw anything in there, when I stop the truck after driving it, the thing goes ding in my on my screen there, and it says, check your back seat. And that's, I mean, that's kind of cool that it does that. But, and they say things like, oh, leave a toy in the front seat to remind you that you have your child in the back seat. And I'm thinking, how would I not know I have my child in the back seat? But then, anyway, so be careful out there. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot of stuff for our community, the Kinney family there. They have also won awards for hiring veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Let me tell you about, we were driving I-80, which is the main road down in Sacramento, heads to, you know, it goes to Reno, right? Reno, San Francisco, all that, but it's a main thoroughfare. So we are heading west on I-80, and all of a sudden the traffic stops. And we're in this, and it, I mean, it was moving, but it was really slowed down, and I was trying to figure out, gosh, it must be a wreck or something. Well, as we you know, moving slowly, and then I'm looking on the other side of the road. There's nothing there. On the other side, heading east. And we get up to, I don't know, Golden Back or Golden something, Greenback Lane. They've got a truck scale there. And about 20 police cars all around there. And the traffic going east is stopped on I-80. And then, because everybody was rubbernecking and looking at it, and then as soon as you get past that, it just, you know, it goes back to 65, 70. And you're driving down the road and thinking, and this was at 11 o'clock Sunday morning, okay? 11 o'clock. Remember that one. 11 o'clock Sunday morning. So we went to where we were going for lunch and, you know, had a wonderful time and, you know, been like 3 hours. And we're coming back and said, I wonder if we should take 80. No, it's got to be cleared up. It's been close to 4 hours. Well, there was a shooting on 80, and this is what happened. Domestic violence. Cops started chasing him. He pulls in, gets in a shootout with cops. He's killed. And when we were coming back and just driving, just, you know, just quick, and all of a sudden we came down to a grinding halt. And 30 minutes, we're barely, I mean, we're moving slowly, at least 30 minutes. And we finally get up, and they were taking every car on I-80 and taking them off the freeway onto Greenback. Every car. And they've been doing that. I had no idea after that much time that it would still be closed like that.
Well, because of the shooting, they probably had to, you know,
well,
the scene.
That's it, but it was down shut down for these over 8 hours.
Yeah, I bet.
That main thoroughfare there. And, of course, once we get on that, because they're very familiar with the roads, we just blew down that, got down and made a, you know, got home. But it was, I had no idea that it would take over 4 hours, I mean, to clear, you know, that scene.
Yeah, that's...
But there was not one sign. You know, they finally put up a sign that said, traffic emergency ahead. They should have put something like 4 miles down that says, I-80 closed. Take, you know, get off now. Yeah. And they wouldn't have had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so, and this guy had, I guess, it was his ex, and he had kept her prisoner for 3 days and assaulted her and choked her and beat her, pistol whipped her, and she gets out and runs down to another house, and they let her in, and he flees. So 8-9 hours main thoroughfare, and I mean an interstate shut down like that. And so when, as soon as you said, gosh, we're backed up, and I was thinking, yeah, I've seen it. you know, at least at Freedom Fest, they've got a, they do have a solution there, and they do move a lot of people out of there. You may not get on the right, you know, the road you want, but it's Reading, so you go down the street.
Yeah,
you and then you get on the road you want.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I couldn't turn right. Well, go across the bridge, you idiot, and take them right there. Yeah. All right. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Graham Plattner. He has become my favorite subject lately. And you're going to say, that name sounds familiar, but we're going to talk about why as soon as we get back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Richie Benz, killed in a plane crash with the Big Bopper, some other guy, in Iowa, in the winter, in a small plane. I think he was like 18, 19. He had that big song, La Bamba. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's the 7th of July, 8:18 in the morning. going, whoa, it's already 72, bumped up. It's going up to 96 today. Is that right? No, that's not right. 90. Yeah, it is 96. Cool. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, they are life-changing. They can be life-changing. You may not be able to go back to that job. You may need to be retrained, but you need to get back to work, but you're not getting the treatment that you should be getting, that you're supposed to be getting, then you're going to need help, and it's got to be Patrick Gorman. You can call him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to an underling. Patrick is good at what he does. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in just the last 5 years in Palo Cedro. He knows what he's doing. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple years, and he will get you the support that you need. Yeah, that's right. You're going to need somebody fighting for you. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Patrick Gorman can take him on, and he can win. 530-262-2168 or go to GormanCompLaw.com. That's GormanComp, C-O-M-P, law.com. Graham Plattner. He is as far away from us as you can possibly get. He's in Maine. He's running against Susan Collins. He's a Democrat. He is a socialist. He is somebody that, if it was a Republican running for office, the press would have hung him from the highest yardarm. Now, was a Marine. Had a Nazi tattoo on his chest for like 20 years. And said, oh, I didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo. But then he had it covered up. Has said horrible things about women, about veterans, has been accused or has admitted to sexting with other women, which I guess is sex texting with other women. You know, he's been married. He hadn't been married that long, but, you know, he was doing it during this time frame. Had women accuse him of keeping them, wouldn't let them leave, sexually aggressive with them, sexually assaulting them, and, you know, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. He was the darling because he had a chance. He had a chance of beating Susan Collins and taking, you know, having a Democrat in the Senate. So all these people, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all everybody comes out. Ro Khanna out of California campaigned with him. This is a man. This is the one we need. and, you know, he says, well, I believe this is Ro Khanna here, and he's a socialist. And says, well, I think that he realizes what he had done wrong, and everybody needs redemption. And this is what it was, the redemption tour. No matter what he had said, no matter what he had done, the redemption tour. Until this weekend, at which point a woman came to Politico and said, I reported, she said that her name is, she's 41, and her name is Jenny. And she accused him of rape in interviews with Politico and CNN, alleging the Senate hopeful entered her home uninvited while intoxicated nearly 5 years ago and forced himself on her despite repeated attempts to get him to stop. And she'd been seeing him off and on. She immediately cut ties with him after he enforced to engage in unprotected sex, saying, I remember the specific moment I thought to myself, like, this is no longer my choice. I've told him no. So what's happened now? Well, Elizabeth Warren says, I may have made a mistake. Ro Khanna goes, I'm going to pull him out. And so all of these big endorsements have suddenly disappeared. And his statement is, from Plattner, is this. This is not true. This, of course, is not true. I'm being accused of something I didn't do. But my campaign, we're going to take a pause to see what we should do. As soon as he said that, he's toast. He's gone. He is not going to be the candidate, and he has to do it before the 13th of July. Why? Because then they can put another candidate in. It's not too late. Here's the sad part about this. This guy's a dirtbag. Yeah, he was a Marine, but he's, you know, and he may have been a good Marine. I don't know. But since he left the Marine Corps, he's a dirtbag. His parents are rich. He was supposed to be an oyster fisherman, right? Well, if you look back and you see what he is, you know, his money he's made, it's like $3,400 for a year of oyster fishing. And who bought the oysters? His mom's company. Or his mom. But this is who the Democrats rallied behind, no matter what he had said, no matter what his past was, because, you know, he won the Democratic primary and they said, we need to see. So no matter what, they propped him up. This is how despicable politics is. They would not invite somebody like this in their house to a backyard barbecue. Right? But they were going to support him for senator of these United States. The woman, the communist or socialist communist, that's running out of New York. I didn't have a napkin, so I just wiped my hands on the flag. That's what it was good for. Our national flag, you know, our national emblem. She wiped her fingers on it. Hates America. Thinks the police should be done away with. This is who the Democrats are putting out there as the face of the Democratic Party. But this guy, Plattner, for senator, there's two from the state of Maine, and he was going to be one of them. Ro Khanna, the Democrat who closely aligned himself with Plattner, also withdrew his endorsement and called on him to exit the race. Gallego out of Arizona, Heinrich out of New Mexico also pulled their support. And they had supported him after he had been accused of sexual assault. Khanna actually even went and campaigned for him. And they were in those. The minority leader, Chuck Schumer, and Democratic Senator Campaign Committee Chair, Kristen Gillibrand, publicly demanded that Plattner immediately suspend his campaign to give the party time to put forward a new nominee. And the senior Democrats had only recently endorsed Plattner, following his June primary win over their preferred pick, Governor Janet Mills. Ended her campaign amid fundraising struggles. The Democratic Committee will not invest in Maine Senate race if Plattner remains on the ballot. Yeah. So they've got to do it by July 13th, with the state party allowed to put forward a replacement by July 27th. Nazi leaks, tattoos, infidelity, now rape. Anyway, this is who the Democrats were supporting in Maine. And this is where the political spectrum is so bad, so nasty. My friends, you all are very bright people out there. If we had those kind of allegations against a candidate, would you go on? I mean, would you go up there and stand next to him? And say, oh no, it's redemption. I mean, at what point does it become too much? Has it become too much? Well, rape. Okay, finally, rape. Pedophilia. And in the state of California, you can still run if you're a pedophile, a convicted pedophile. You can still run for office because that's what the Democrats just voted for. Can you imagine that? Oh yeah, yeah. This is California. But Maine? This portion of the show brought to you by my friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from it was Subway, Lucky Miller's, and I understand Submarino's going to be moving in there. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I found them in 07. That's right. Good guys down there. I've watched them slowly. You know, I've watched different barbers retire, but Tim and Logan, they're young. They're going to be there for a while. I say young, relatively young. Good guys. It's a barbershop. It's an old-timey barbershop. There's heads on a wall. There's a jackalope. There's all the police patches. It's just a really good place. They work by appointments and walk-ins. And if you want to make an appointment, you can use Booksy and just go to Booksy here in Reading and sign up. And you get, you know, confirmations and emails reminding you, or you can call them at 530-244-9478. And, make your appointment that way. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a real good barbershop. I enjoy it. It's man's last stronghold. 8:30 in the morning here on the 7th of July, and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Shadowing.
in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was just listening. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation, who need an alternative to blood thinners, because if you have that, they put you on blood thinners. Having this inserted, and it's a very quick, easy procedure, they've done hundreds of them, can take the place of blood thinners. More than 150,000 people nationally have left blood thinners behind with Watchman, and like I said, hundreds here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's where healing starts. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Mr. Trump, President Trump, sorry, is in Ankara, Turkey, for the 36th annual NATO summit. The 32-member alliance is expected to showcase new military equipment funded by increased defense spending. NATO is estimated to spend about $258 billion more on defense across 25 and 26. As members work to increase their defense budgets from 2% to 5% of the gross domestic product by 2035. Of course, President Trump's been pushing for this since he was president the first time. What was it, 45? When he was the 45th president. And tell him, hey, we're tired of paying all this. This is to protect you. We've got our things. We've got our forces here, but you've got to, start paying more. So they are. He pushed for a higher target last year, because he said member states rely too heavily on the U.S. And he threatened to reduce backing unless they meet that metric. Countries near Russia, such as Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, are nearing a 5% goal, while Spain and Belgium are having trouble meeting 2%. It's because they spend all their money on their soccer team. So here it is. The thing about NATO is its course has been around since what? Late 40s, early 50s. And it's 32 nations that are in it. Now, Sweden just joined, along with Finland, just joined NATO because they share borders with Russia. And they're afraid that Russia is just going to come into them like they did with Ukraine. So they joined. My NATO story is I was assigned to NATO to Armed Forces Command South, the Southern Command, ASOF. And when they asked me if I wanted to go to NATO, and I was thinking, I don't know. I mean, but then ASOF took over Bosnia, and there was stuff going on in Bosnia, so I said, sure, I'll go. I end up in Naples, Italy, with NATO. And because you're a headquarters like that, you do a lot of planning. So we were constantly planning everything. If the Russians came here, if this happened here, so there were at least one or two big war games every year. There was all these briefings that went to every nation, because every nation was represented there at AFSAL. And then you realized how much people didn't like each other. Nations didn't like each other. Turks and the Greeks. Whoa. Turkey and Greece did not like each other. And when you start talking about the Aegean Sea, whoa. No. They both claim the Aegean Sea. So if you're going to do a brief on the Aegean Sea, and it had been worked up and it was ready to go, it was canceled. Because it was a neutral, briefing. Neither one of them liked it, so it was canceled. Just canceled. I spent a lot of time in Bosnia over there, but I was thinking to myself when we were doing these war games that no matter what size your army was, like Turks had a much bigger army than the Greeks. They were never going to outperform the Greeks. No,
NEMA. It was going to be that way. And so, and the other thing too is because, you know, like if it's the 4th of July, the Americans would celebrate the 4th of July, right? It'd be a 3-day weekend. Do you realize how many 3-day weekends there are in NATO with 32 nations? Do you realize how many 3-day weekends there are?
I feel like every weekend.
32. I, you know what? It was like, it had to be at least 26 weekends or 3-day weekends because it was a holiday for one country. If one country was having a holiday, we all had a holiday. I'm not kidding you. And it was like, wow, where are we going this 3 days? And then we went into summer hours. And this was Naples, Italy. It gets hot there. It does get hot there and muggy. And you got old buildings and the air conditioning. It's non-existent in some buildings. So they go into summer hours where you start at 7 in the morning. And you finish up at 1:30 or 2. 7 to 2. And when my boss told me this, we're in summer hours, where our unit was, we were inside a mountain. I'm not kidding you, a mountain. A tunnel that was consistently 68 degrees. And I said, well, it doesn't affect us. I mean, 68 degrees in here because of the work we were doing. You know, I mean, it looked, you know, it was stone walls, you know, tunnel. And he goes, well, yes, but nobody else is working, so we can't work. That was the argument. NATO. It'll be interesting. Okay. Let me see what else here we've got going. What was the other thing I was going to? Oh, okay. Here it is. Trump goes to NATO. And I wonder if this has anything to do with it. But the annual 9-day San Fermín Festival, known as the Running of the Bulls, kicked off yesterday in Pamplona, Spain. 12,000 crowd goers wearing white and wearing red handkerchiefs. Beginning today, thousands of people will line up in these narrow roadways and alleys in Pamplona where they turn loose 6 fighting bulls. Now these fighting bulls are the ones with the, you know, horns going forward and they attack things. They attack and gore and push and shove and yank and, you know, hook. 6 fighting bulls and 6 steers, each morning at 8 a.m. local time, followed by an afternoon bullfight. This medieval-era festival honors Saint Fermín, remembered as the son of a Roman senator and Pamplona's first bishop. This year's celebrations coincide with the 100th anniversary of the publication of Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, which talked about this, which, you know, described this. Now, this is where you put on the white cotton pants and white cotton shirt and your red beret with a red sash, and you stand there while they turn loose fighting bulls, and then you run down the street. Now, there's thousands of people that lined up to do this. My roommate in college in 2001 calls me. Let's go to Pamplona and run with the bulls. I said, let's do it. Let's do it. And then he couldn't go. And I never really thought about it after that. But if you saw that movie, City Slicker, it starts out with them running the bulls down there. And now we run down the streets because I looked at it. You run down the streets, you get turns and all that. And there are a lot of places you can just get off. If the bulls are getting close, you can get off. But every year, and then they run all the way down to the arena where they do the bullfighting, and people are running into the arena with the bulls and the steers right behind them. Is this something that you would do, Ben?
I don't know if I'd run with them. I'd like to see it. There's just so many other people. Like,
yeah,
why don't you get run over?
Well, that's, it happens, yeah. You know, because, see, the crowd is all the way there, so that I have to think the crazy ones are standing there, like, 50 feet away from where they turn them loose. But then there's always thousands that are in front that are just kind of waiting to see, and they have a signal that says, we're turning them loose, so the whole crowd has to start running. So if you're up front, you know, you may get into the, you'll probably get into the arena before the Bulls get there.
But they also say I'm reading the rules and safety. You have to be at least 18 years old.
Yep.
They don't let you drink.
Nope.
They don't let you have flip-flops or sandals on.
Nope, it's got to be shoes.
You're not allowed to have your camera or your phone or anything with you.
Nope.
You know, so, I mean, it's, I guess, thinking of it like that, I mean, I don't know. It depends where I'm at in the
You're quick.
In the line.
You're quick. You can probably. It's getting close. There's places you hope. It's not everywhere. Yeah. You may be down one of those streets that's just got walls when he reaches you. I wonder if it has anything to do with the NATO meeting in the same time the running of the Bulls starts. You know, I would expect Trump to be out there somehow. Doing a little Trump dance. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to talk about, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about Costco and something that's been going on there for a while. That I think it's interesting. It's interesting facts. We'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp,
benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com today, the 7th of July, 8:50 in the morning here. That song I heard during part of the festivities on the National Mall, when, over 300,000 people were on the mall, and then the storms came and they had to empty the National Mall. They had to have people leave because of lightning. Lightning struck. See, what did it strike? It struck, I want to say the, Washington Monument, but I'm not sure if that's true. I thought I'd read something like that at the top. But then after they left, and then President Trump came to give his speech, and about 150,000 came back in. So, but that was just one of the songs by Toby Keith. The next round of U.S. and Iran negotiations expected to take place in Pakistan on July 11th. The two sides continue efforts to reach a broader agreement following last month's interim accord. And also, the widow of the assassinated conservative leader, Charlie Kirk, came face to face with him Monday with the man who alleged to have killed him. And it's a preliminary hearing that will determine if there's enough evidence for 23-year-old Tyler Robinson to face trial over the shooting, September 2025 shooting on a Utah University campus. And from what it looks like is they showed the plate. I don't know if you ever saw it, the piece where he was shot.
No, I didn't see
the gunshot and all that. And that it caused a big reaction in court, of course, as it would. They have tried to, they haven't pled him guilty or not, but the, death penalty is on. They said we're going for the death penalty on this. And how ironic if he's found guilty and they give him the death penalty. One of the choices, I guess you get a choice, is the firing squad or the injection. Or maybe they could just say, nope, it's going to be the firing squad. We'll let you stand up there, see what it's like. If you are guilty, allegedly you are. All right. The mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been reading about these things where these kids mass, teenagers, they, you know, on social media, they mass in certain areas and they take over areas and then there's fights and all types of gunshots and all these kind of things. This has been happening in different places in the United States. The latest one's over Raleigh, North Carolina, when they had thousands of people come in, two different places, 9 shootings and violence. And so now the mayor of Raleigh is saying, hey, we may just start a curfew for those age 17 and under. Have a curfew. Not a bad idea if you're having problems like this. But it's not just in Raleigh, North Carolina, where you wouldn't expect it. It's happening all over the United States. They had 5,000 teenagers showed up in Briar Creek and another 5,000 in Glenwood South. In Raleigh, if you look at the videos, there is no one ethnic group or religion. I don't know about religion, but there's no one ethnic group. There's everybody's out there, and the fights and the shootings. Nobody was killed, but they did have 9 people shot. I mean, you look at this; these are just hundreds and hundreds of kids just running through the streets, rampaging. Huh? It's interesting. Guess that's where we're getting to. All right. I've got to talk about it. Because I saw you there one day, Costco. And what did we do?
Got food.
We got
hot dogs.
Hot dogs. America's greatest hot dog. Is there anybody that doesn't know that you can go to Costco, if you remember Costco, you can go to Costco and for $1.50, you get a large hot dog and a medium-sized fountain drink or a water, your choice, for $1.50. 40 years ago, over 40 years ago, on March 18th, 40 years ago, Ron Vacrisse became the first CEO in recent memory to go viral for something positive. He was featured in a 41-second Instagram video he took on his lunch break. He orders one of the company's signature $1.50 hot dogs, sits down at the food court table. It's a quarter pound plus Frankfurter, by the way. He says, and he looks at the camera and says, the hot dog price will not change as long as I'm around. The clip piled up 9 million views in one day. And since then, they have never raised the price on the hot dog. $1.50 for a drink and the hot dog. It surprised him when he said the enthusiastic response. He started at Costco as a forklift driver. This was done with a cell phone in the warehouse, and that's us. No frills. And he says the flowers were not for him. The Costco hot dog is the star. There's no fast food. Can you think of any fast food out there the price has not gone up on? There is no dollar menu anymore. I don't care what they say. There are no. It has to. Things have to go up. It's inflation, the cost of everything. It's gone up. Except the Costco hot dog. It has stayed the same since the early 80s. And the Warehouse Club reportedly sold in 2025 $245 million of these combos. Julia Child herself used to eat two Costco dogs at a time with mustard and sauerkraut. It is the archetypical hot dog. So, it costs $1.50 and it doesn't taste bad. It tastes good. It's a good hot dog, all right? It's kind of like their chickens. Their rotisserie chickens are selling for $4 that you can't touch for less than $8 in any other place. Now, they got the hot dogs up front, but the rotisserie chickens are in the back. And you go in there to pick up a couple rotisserie chickens, spend your $8, but you are walking out of there with $150 worth of stuff. You cannot get to the chicken without buying something else. And then on your way out, let's get a hot dog. Linda likes their pepperoni pizza. And it's not just a little slice of pizza. It's too big. It's like a quarter of a pizza, big slices. She gets that. I get the hot dog and drink. We share the drink because there's free refills. Under $5.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Gosh. Oh, I love the Costco hot dogs. Now, it costs you money to join Costco.
Yeah, but I mean, what, it's not $60 a year or something like that?
It's like $65 a year, base annual membership. And the whole thing is that Costco makes you feel like they care about you coming into Costco. And, of course, I've talked about Costco. As soon as you get that cart, you become a feral shopper, and it's every man for himself or every woman for themselves. They get out there, and it's like blinders on. When you're grazing across all the food, all the little sample places, it can get dangerous there. I got to get that little tiny muffin. Oh, I need to taste the vitamins. One of them is gummy vitamins. I mean, it's like, really? So, what other things? Oh, the drinks. Oh, drink some soy milk. You'll like this. And yeah, oh, yeah, let me have it. It's free. I love the fact that there are people out there that understand that a lot of us remember when hot dogs were $1.50. And it's not like that anymore. And I understand why. So it's nice to know that if Costco had kept up with inflation, that deal would cost, how much do you think it would cost today? Hot dog and a drink.
Probably like $8.
Nope. $10. $5.
Oh, that's not,
they have refused to raise the speech or the price. And at the speech given in 2018, then CEO Jelinek claimed that they once considered a bump. He went to the chain's co-founder about it. I said, Jim, we can't sell this dog for $1.50. We're losing our rear ends. And he said, if you raise the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out. My friends, Costco and their $1.50 deal. Hey, tomorrow, we got Chamber of Commerce and Enjoy Magazine joining us tomorrow. Going to be a great 2 hours. And be careful out there. It's hot. And it's going to get hotter. So keep yourself hydrated. Have a great day, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
ground. The news from Town Hall
ground.
Is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.